handful of Ohio community colleges will soon offer bachelor's degrees. It's part of a push by state education officials to build a better workforce at a lower cost to students. It's also causing some friction between community colleges and traditional universities. State Impact Ohio's Ashton Morrow reports.
Getting to fly the drone, it's like playing a video game.
Carter McKevich is a 20-year-old Dayton native who's in his second semester at Sinclair Community College in his hometown. McKevich spent a year working on a theater degree at the University of Toledo before transferring to the UAS program at Sinclair. UAS stands for Unmanned Aerial Systems, drone technology.
It is very exciting to know that within the next few years, I could be in a field that a lot of people are going to want to be in, but I'll already be there.
McKevich is working on an associate's degree, but that could soon change thanks to a provision in Ohio's most recent budget bill.
It started legislatively probably about 4 years ago, a couple budgets ago.
Stephanie Davidson is overseeing the process for the State Department of Higher Education that would allow some Ohio community colleges to offer applied bachelor's degrees on their campuses.
It's really a two-step process. The first step is for institutions to tell the chancellor what their plans are, what programs they're considering.
Davidson says the department is coming to the end of that first step. Six schools have applied to offer 9 degrees. At Sinclair, faculty including Dr. Andrew Shepard have been working to create a bachelor's in UAS, which will build off their already existing associate's degree.
So the students will go off and not just knowing how to fly the aircraft, but then applying the aircraft more specifically in real-world scenarios.
Those real-world scenarios could include hands-on experience inspecting bridges, conducting ecological health surveys, or piloting emergency rescue operations during a natural disaster, like a flood. Sinclair's UAS proposal seems to meet all of the requirements of the Ohio law governing it. It isn't offered by any other four-year institution in the state. It's financially viable for the college to not just create, but operate into the future. There's a demonstrated workforce need. 100,000 jobs are expected to be created in the field over the next 10 years. And it has the support of local businesses, like Unmanned Solutions Technology. Kent Tiffany is the Dayton company's founder and CEO.
I'm always in search of good people.
Tiffany's company conducts drone missions, but designs and builds the technology, too. He says at any given moment, a new contract could double, triple, even quadruple his staff of 6 overnight, and he needs highly educated people ready to come on board.
Will a 2-year student work? The answer is yes. Would a 4-year student give me more capabilities? Very much so. If there's more of that background knowledge, that helps us go pursue that work.
But not everyone in Ohio is as excited about the expansion of bachelor's offerings. Dr. Martin Abraham is the provost of Youngstown State University.
It sounds good. Tuition is lower. It's going to save students money. The challenge is that there's a reason that tuition is lower.
Tuition is lower because the quality is lower, Abraham says. 4-year institutions challenge students with a higher level of thinking and broaden their base of knowledge. But more than that, Abraham says a number of the degrees being considered are already offered. Maybe there's not another UAS degree, but North Central State College wants to create one in mechanical engineering technology. And Abraham says Youngstown State already offers the same thing, less than 2 hours away. It's repetitive, he says, repetitive in a state where the resources to support higher education are hard to come by.
So we're creating this internal competition that's probably not healthy for the state and certainly not healthy for the state budget.
The Ohio Department of Higher Education has recently wrapped up the public comment portion of its review process. Stephanie Davidson says next comes department approval and outside accreditation. Fall of 2019 is the soonest Dr. Shepard says Sinclair could get its bachelor's degree off the ground. The school has most of the equipment, but will need to write additional courses. Sinclair student Carter McKevich will have completed his associate's degree by then, but says he'd come back for the 4-year program. He wants to work in agriculture, tracking soil levels or monitoring crops, but knows in an up-and-coming industry, he has the opportunity to do almost anything. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ashton Mara.